But also the bill is about allowing cities to do what cities do.
But cities should at least be able to allow somebody to take profit from somebody.
Sure.
Because why?
I'm going to call this meeting of the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness to order for Tuesday, April 14th.
I'm going to want to philosophical debate.
First, I'm going to open a public hearing on HCR 22. Mr. Administrator, do you want to introduce us to that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Concurrent Resolution 22 memorializes Specialist Taylor Daniel Marks. Specialist Marks of Monmouth, Oregon, was killed by insurgents in Rashid, Iraq on August 28, 2009. He enlisted in the Oregon National Guard after high school in 2008 and proudly served as a human intelligence collector assigned to Bravo Company, 41st Special Troops Battalion, 41st Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 182nd Cavalry, Task Force Stetson. He was 19. His decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, Purple Heart Medal, Combat Action Badge. House Concurrent Resolution 22 honors him.
Thank you very much. Representative Evans, please.
Chair Lely, members of the committee, thank you for allowing HCR 22 to be heard today. I'm going to keep my remarks very brief so that the family can come forward and share some thoughts, as well as, I believe, some other speakers that are in the audience. As you know, these types of bills are both for the member, for the fallen soldier, but more importantly, for the state of Oregon to recognize and to identify and to celebrate the sacrifice made knowingly by somebody who, in this particular case, was quite young, was from District 20, and graduated from Central High School, the same high school I went to. For the record, I'm still Paul Evans, Representative House 20. From Monmouth Independence, West Salem, South Salem. I saw Brian going, how do I say this real quick? I think as we continue on with the campaigns against ISIS, as we continue to see troops deploy, in fact, this past weekend, General Hokanson and Governor Brown oversaw the mobilization of the 116th Air Control Squadron to another tour of duty overseas, it is critical that the legislature make sure that we do not allow the sacrifice of our young men and women to go quietly onto page 22 of the news. We have to make sure that we remember them. We have to make sure that we take the time, that we force the moment to pause, reflect, and to make sure that the story of these young men and women continues. So with that, I'm going to get up and let the parents come up and talk about a remarkable young man that Oregon knew too shortly.
Thank you, Representative Evans. Thank you very much for being here, and just introduce yourself for the record. Thank you.
Chairman Lively and members of the committee, my name is Maury Marks, and I reside at 675 20th Street Northeast in Salem, Oregon. I am the father of Taylor Daniel Marks, and I want to say that his family and I are deeply honored and appreciative that Representative Evans, Senator Winters, and Representative Clem have sponsored House Concurrent Resolution 22 to honor my son, Taylor, for his service and ultimate sacrifice to his country. Taylor was born November 9th, 1989, the day the Berlin Wall fell. It was a day that meant new freedom for many people. He died August 28th, 2009, on the battlefield, striving for freedom for many in Iraq and the United States. Taylor was my only son. He had one sibling, a sister, Courtney, who incidentally is in her junior year at Oregon State University. Taylor, for us, will be forever 19. And for me, he will always be my little boy in uniform. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're so sorry for your loss, but thank you for coming.
Thank you, Chairman.
Major General Hokanson and Lieutenant Colonel Carl, is it Pond? Thank you.
Chair Lively, members of the committee,
For the record, my name is Dan Hogenson. I'm a member of the Oregon National Guard and a soldier that served with Taylor. I've asked to speak today because on August 28, 2009, I was the commanding officer of the 41st Infantry Brigade Combat Team in Iraq, the brigade under which both Taylor Marks and Earl Werner served. I'm here to provide my highest support to House Concurrent Resolution 22, recognizing and honoring Army Specialist Taylor Daniel Marks for his service to his country. At Taylor and Earl's memorial at the chapel on Victory Base in Baghdad, Iraq, I began my remarks with the following words of Theodore Roosevelt. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows the triumph of high achievement, and at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. Taylor was not one of those cold and timid souls. He stepped forward into the arena to serve his state and nation, and he left an indelible mark, like his name Sharpie, in all of us who served with him. Although it was over 5 years ago now, it seems like yesterday. For those of us fortunate to have served with him, Taylor is and will always hold a special place in our lives. That special place is evident on Memorial Day, on Veterans Day, on November 9th, and countless days in between. And if you should happen to visit Taylor or Earl's gravesite at Willamette National on August 28th, you will find memorials left by those whose lives he had a profound impact on, lives who will forever be grateful to have shared part of theirs with them. Taylor Daniel Marks' selfless service, which took the ultimate measure, deserves no less than the utmost honor and appreciation of his state, his nation, and every one of us who call these United States our home. Thank you for the opportunity to remember and honor such a great young man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Colonel Carl Pond, and Taylor was in the Special Troops Battalion, and I am now the battalion commander for the Special Troops Battalion. And I wish it was a better time, but Maury and I got to meet on the morning that we notified him. And I just thank the care and that he had for me. I thought I had the tough job, and he was concerned about me. And Maury, I thank you for that consideration. I walk by the plaque for Taylor and Sergeant Earl Werner every day when I go to work at the 41st Division AFRC. So every day that I go there to command the battalion that he was in, I remember Taylor. And I'm just thank you for the committee for taking this time to forward this resolution on behalf of Taylor Marks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else who wishes to offer any testimony? Parrish, please.
I am so sorry for your loss. And my husband was on that deployment too that year. And I just remember like getting news and being home and having our loved ones be there. And it's the worst kick in the gut, I think, that any of us, when we're left home behind, can hear that news. And I think we feel it for all families, which is why these are hard to listen to anyway. This one is particularly hard, given we were feeling that and we were with you that day. So thank you.
Anything else? Not, I will close the public hearing on HCR 22. And again, thank you all for being here. Again, sorry for your loss. Okay.
Ask for one. Go ahead. Quick recess. Can I ask for a quick recess?
Sure. Take a stand at ease for a minute. Okay, we'll come back to order, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2897. So would you update us, Mr. Administrator, on where we're at on that bill?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. As you recall, House Bill 2897, the committee heard this on 326. This establishes the Veterans Refinancing and Reintegration Service Fund in the State Treasury, and then directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to establish a home loan refinancing program as specified. We have proposed dash one and dash two amendments. Last week, we were contacted by both the State Treasury Department and the Department of Justice, and they had some concerns with how the legislation was structured, particularly with Article 11, Section 7 of the Constitution, the state incurring unfunded debt in excess of $50,000. So working with legislative counsel, they were able to craft the proposed dash two amendments, which we have in front of you, which would provide a fix to that, working with Department Administrative Service and annual authorizations of funds from the legislature. No revenue impact. Fiscal statement is pending, and then the at the direction of the Speaker's office, the committee will tack on a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. So does that mean, Representative Evans, you'd like to speak since you're out there?
Just trying to field questions, sir.
Okay. Either that or we've excommunicated him.
I wondered.
Either are good options, sir. Vice Chair, as well.
Do you have any comments you want to make about the dash two amendments, sir?
Sir, just real briefly, Chair Lively, members of the committee. The dash two, the same legislative council that drafted this recognized the need for the dash two, so it was an unexpected oops. We're working through that. I suspect that we should have it with a bow on top in the next time we meet.
Okay. Anybody have any questions regarding that? Thank you, Rep. Evans. So at this point, what our intent would be is to approve the dash two amendments, and then we'll carry the work session forward until we get the fiscal and the rest information. So, Mr. Vice Chair.
I'm lost.
Only the top part, thank you.
Yes, Chair Lively, I move to adopt the dash two amendments dated 4/13/2015.
Representative Escobar moves to adopt the dash two amendments dated 4/13/2015. Is there any discussion? Any objections? No objections. The amendments are adopted. And again, we will carry this work session over at least until Thursday. Hopefully we can work the bill then. Close the work session on House Bill 2897. Open a work session on House Bill 3354. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3354, again, as you recall, we met on 326. This establishes a task force on innovative housing strategies for veterans, requires a task force to report to the legislature by September 15th, 2016, sunsets December 31st, 2016, declares an emergency effective on passage. There's no revenue impact. You have the fiscal impact statement before you, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 3354 to the floor with the due pass recommendation and that the bill has a subsequent referral to Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Escobar moves House Bill 2354 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion?
No question, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
The referral to Ways and Means is because of the fiscal. Mm-hmm. What was the fiscal? Sorry, I didn't.
Oh, that's all right. I think it's, you've got it.
Mr. Chairman, Ref Huffman, in the packet of information before you, every one of you has the fiscal impact for House Bill 3354.
$102,962. And as we learned on a bill we used very early, it seems that seemed like the threshold's $50,000 or something, because we had to take a bill that we'd sent to the floor and move it back to Ways and Means. So
does this give the explanation as to why? Because there's a task force bill moving to the floor, I think, this week, that it's $48,000. Yeah. From the agency. We just talked about it a while ago. I'm just kind of curious what Representative Evans is going to have this task force do that other task forces don't. More hoops to jump through?
Sir? We knew we'd get to that, didn't we?
Here we go.
Is this a military thing, Major?
No, sir. I would be more than happy with a $48,000 price tag on this as well. Yes. So I don't know why the agency put that much on it.
Yeah, we did. We just had one that moved.
Yeah, because it seems $50,000 is kind of that.
Well, that's the
threshold.
That's the threshold.
That's right. They don't go easy. I mean, this is the fiscal we got. We have to.
Just curious how one agency can support a task force for 48 and another agency can support it for 102.
I think that's a very good question, frankly. And we, you know, some of that, we'll get a chance to talk about a little more of that when we talk about the priorities on all the bills we've done going into Ways and Means, because there'll be some variance in those fiscals too. But I think that's a very valid question at some point. Sure. Anything else? Otherwise, we don't have an answer for you. Are you ready to vote?
No, sir.
Okay. Please call the roll.
No. Vice Chair Boone?
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 3354. And I don't think we have any other business today. We obviously have quite a few things have piled up for our agenda on Thursday, or Tuesday will be the last day we can take any action on bills to move. And then following that, we'll have a conversation on all the bills we've moved that have gone to Ways and Means that have fiscal, so that we can talk about some priorities that we might want to express, because they're not all going to get funded, obviously. We'll have the conversation, and then we'll also be having a conversation, a little more conversation about schools, resiliency, and what role the state should or shouldn't potentially play in helping schools address some of the issues we've talked about, preparing for that potential disaster. Any other questions, business today? Okay.
That's me.
We're adjourned.
Thank you for having the Taylor Marx's bill up. Thank you for having the Taylor Marx's bill up.